You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy, and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 3rd. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm doing fantastic. We have a Michael HOH. We have confirmed noms, and Terrence threw a little bit of a hissy fit. That's the update. So
it really is. It really is. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 59 in the house. And I think that it actually kind of tracks that Michael's HOHs throughout the season have been the most boring. And that definitely tracks here. It also yesterday felt like we had stepped into a time machine. I was like, okay, here we go. Day 59 in the house. And it felt like it was day 9 in the house because it was full of Taylor bashing and other weird stuff. And it was not very fun.
No, it was not, you know, they slept most of the day. And when they weren't sleeping, the conversations were not particularly heartwarming to listen to. So it definitely did feel like it's throwback week. Okay, we're just taking it back to day number 9.
There it is. So that's what we've got here. So Michael is the HOH. He is intending to nominate Terrence and Alyssa with Terrence as the target. That's the plan for the week. He's going to make nominations later in the day. But before then, we're really going to spend in, and this really is a throwback to the beginning of the season where I was like, and they talked a bunch of crap for most of the day because that's it. We're not going to go through all of it. We'll go through some of the highlights, I guess. But throughout most of the day, Terrence is going to spend a lot of time complaining about Michael and Brittany and about Taylor, mostly with Monty, who gives him the most amount of like agreements, like, yeah, I'm with you, and talks with him a lot about it a lot. He also, though, is going to talk with like Alyssa about it. He's going to talk with Turner about it a little bit. They are mostly just like, sure, dude. Thumbs up, get away. But Monty's like, no, yes, I'm totally with you.
Yeah, Monty was excited, I guess, about this. And yeah, not highlights, lowlights, I would say. Because it was just uncomfortable to listen to. And some of the phrases, like Monty calling Taylor, what, like damaged goods. Like, you know, there's just like all these little things. You're just like, can we not do this today? Because I'm not in the mood.
Yeah. So other things that are happening, Alyssa is going to talk to Michael in the morning and she asks him if he's figured out what he wants to do with nominations. They talked, the night before and he was very vague. And so she wants to know if he's sort of figured out what he wants to do. And he basically lets her know, I have a target in mind. That target is not you, but I need somebody to put up against that target on the block. And she's like, all right, I get it. All right. She's like, well, here's what I wanted to say to you. I've been thinking about this all night. I really want to work with you moving forward, Michael. I want to put you in a position where you don't feel like you have to win everything in order to survive. And that's what I want to, what I want to be for you in this game. She says that, you know, in the preseason, they ask that question, like, who would you take to the end? I feel like at this point, I'm willing to be the Cody of the season and take the stronger player, in you. And hey, maybe I come back and win an all-star season. Who knows? That'd be great. But and not to say that I'm giving up and that I don't think I would have a chance against you, but that's where I'm at in the game right now. I want to work with you. I don't want you to have to win out to get there. I'm willing to be on your team. And Michael's like, that's great. So the thing is that I need somebody to put up next to my target.
I just Michael was not listening to anyone today. And there were some like subtle things that were dropped in other conversations as well. Like Turner saying, I wasn't going to tell you this, but Terrence wanted to backdoor. Like, hey, Michael, there's these little nuggets that you could like pick up on. And he even says, Michael says, like, I know I have to win out. Like, he recognizes he has to win out. So when you have somebody coming to you saying like, hey, I'm okay playing for an all-star season, which she does. Alyssa talks about later with Brittany as well. So this is like a consistent thought of hers. Like, Michael, maybe you could like pick that up and change your strategy and adapt. But, it's got to be a boring week. So,
yeah, I think I've noticed this, that Michael is just not very reactive to information outside of his own sort of conception of what's happening in the house. He has an idea of where things stand and what he wants to do. And when people tell him things, he's like, great, I'm doing my thing though. And like that single-mindedness has served him very well in competitions because he can really like focus in on what he's doing and just like crush it. But when it comes to the game, I feel like you need to be more reactive and adaptive to what is being told to you. We saw the same thing when Kyle was constantly telling him about the pound. And it wasn't changing what Michael wanted to do moving forward. And he's still getting information about the pound and he's still not changing what he wants to do moving forward. It's just like he has his own set idea and he's not letting anybody else influence that.
It's like his reaction time is very slow. Like, you know, like he's shown an image and then he like sits there for a while and then eventually sometimes will process said image. Like eventually the pound, like after badgering and badgering, eventually like kind of made it somewhat into his consciousness, but still, even with the Monty and Turner not being targeted and him just going back to the left, you know, essentially keeping with the leftover norms, like it still clearly hasn't completely sunk in yet. And that gives him a lot of, like you said, a lot of focus. But then when new information is being brought to him, it is like talking to a brick wall.
It reminds me of when he was brought into Postpack in the first place. At the time it was Mamba. And he was like, get out of here with that. I don't want nothing to do with, like, he had to be dragged into the majority alliance against his will. He's a weird player at times. So he's like, look, the pool is limited. I need somebody to put up next to my target. She's like, I get it. All right. Okay. It essentially turned her down, in order to put her up when everyone else is coming for him. Terrence is also going to talk to Michael. He's also going to give a pitch. It's not as good, and that's saying a lot. He says that, look, I know I'm in trouble because you're not putting up Taylor, Brittany, or Turner. Michael's like, yeah, actually, that's pretty spot on. And he's like, look, haven't we basically been working together for a while, except for the one time? Like, why don't we just work together again? Plus, like, you know, like, look, there are bigger targets than me. There are other people coming for you that aren't me. Why not? And that's like, okay, this is pretty decent. That's a pretty decent argument. He's like, just like, oh, we can work. I'm not coming for you. Michael knows this is a lie. Michael knows that Terrence is very much coming for him. He's the one piece of information in particular that he's holding on to is that Terrence made a comment after he won the veto saying, well, there goes plan A.
Which, so subtle, Terrence. That's, yeah, a way to keep it under wraps. And it's funny because Terrence, of course, doesn't even remember saying, or at least that's what he claims to Monty later. He's like, I don't even remember saying that. Okay, Terrence.
not surprising.
Yeah.
Of course, this conversation doesn't really go anywhere. Michael's going to talk to Brittany afterward and says, Terrence is clearly lying to me about not targeting me. They talk about the plan A situation, the plan B situation. They talk about how Monty is also targeting Michael. According to Taylor, they believe her. And wouldn't it be great if Monty was not in the game because they don't want Monty to get to the final three or anything like that. But, you know, not going to target him.
No, why would you want what? Someone who's actively coming after you, you don't want to see sit in the final three. Yeah, why would you target them? Taryn, come on. Yeah.
Terrence is still in the game.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Terrence is still in the game. Sweet tea, DJ Showtime. We need to shut the music down.
All right. So you may have seen Monty taking some heat on the internet today, yesterday, probably mostly stemming from this conversation, along with, again, just an entire day's worth of these conversations happening. Monty is talking to Terrence. They're talking about women, which is just listen to that. They're talking about women. That alone should make you worried. Any conversation that two men are having about women immediately should make you go, oh, wait a minute. This is not good.
This is like red flag, trigger warning, like be careful, especially with high value males such as themselves, you know?
Yeah. Like how often is it like, aren't women great? Aren't they just the best?
Just these females, man. Love them.
Monty starts to talk about how, and we're going to get around to the point of this, but he starts to talk about how after he started putting on muscle, he started attracting different women. And he got a vibe off of some of them that they didn't know. And Terrence suggested that they were superficial. And he's like, yeah, yeah, that. And also that they don't really understand themselves. That they don't understand that they're not happy and that they're pushing that unhappiness on me. And Terrence is like, yeah, get the assignment. It's about making you happy in that day. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, Monty says, they're full of traumas because of past relationships and they push that on you and they have a very pessimistic outlook on life. And it's like, what is he talking? Like, what is happening here? And then he goes, sound familiar, Terrence? And it's like, ah, yeah. And then if you weren't sure, he goes, and when I say sound familiar, I mean, it sounds awfully familiar. You see what I'm saying, Terrence? He goes, oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. They're talking about Taylor.
Because of course they're talking about Taylor. And even hearing you just like repeat this was like, oh, right. Like this is, I vomited into my mouth hearing these conversations. Yes. Okay. Because that's right. We're responsible for broken men or not. We like, all men need therapy. Everyone needs therapy. I just like, in what way? Yes, right. Because like women were hurt or people were hurt by another person. And so then they have to, despite their trauma, open up and be vulnerable for you to please you, Monty. Of course, that's how it works.
Yeah, he goes on. And that's just me being 100% real, Monty says, because, you know, 100% there was no shot in hell I was going to look for something romantic in here. But I told myself if there was someone that was glaringly obvious that there was somebody that had that thing about them, I'd be open to keeping it on the low. But the thing that I noticed is that self-awareness, that lack of vulnerability out of fear, that the person they're being vulnerable with will judge them and criticize them. So they put up a face of being tough. But when you talk to them about the real stuff, they hide. And Terrence is like, yeah, when they play the game like that, all the, when they play that game all the time, Monty says, yeah, I'm not here for it. Not here for it.
I just like, I don't even want to like acknowledge these. Like, it's important, of course, to have these conversations to call out how incredibly misogynistic these two are being in this conversation. But it is also like very triggering for me. Like, it's like, it was like a very uncomfortable conversation to listen to. And it like made me extremely unhappy. So I'm just going to like put that out there that the conversations and the topics that are being discussed are just like completely unacceptable. And to go from last week to then to this week and then to have to hear all of this, I was like, are you guys serious right now? Like, can we not do this?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, I think it probably stands, it says all it needs to say by itself, but just like Taylor doesn't know anybody anything. She doesn't know anybody her vulnerability. She doesn't know anybody her interest. It does not mean that she is damaged goods or that she lacks self-awareness or anything here. So yeah, let's just lay off of this.
Just like F off, Monty. I was so mad. And it's just like, there's no real self-awareness there as well, which was also incredibly frustrating to just be like, oh yeah, so you know how like when relationships go bad, yeah, that's all the other person's fault. I definitely don't do anything wrong and I have no flaws. So bitches be tripping. Like, I couldn't.
Sorry, you saying that was...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Anyway, don't worry. We're halfway through the bashing Taylor content. Michael is going to go ahead and nominate Terrence and Alyssa. They're both on the block. Feeds come back to Michael talking with Terrence in the HOH room about him going up on the block. And they're talking about how Terrence wanted to keep Kyle. Because Michael basically has two reasons he's going to give Terrence for why he's on the block. One is that he wanted to backdoor him last week. And two is that he tried to keep Kyle last week. Two reasons why Terrence is on the block. Terrence is going to defend wanting to keep Kyle. He says, Terrence says, I felt that as a black man, Kyle's transgression was only against me and nobody else. And so I had the right to say that I wanted to keep him in the house. And I felt it was a better teachable moment for him to stay here. By voting out Taylor, who I guess it didn't affect.
That's right. It didn't affect. And also, she just deserves it. Okay. She's not vulnerable. She doesn't have any real friends. You know, she just does those pageants.
Yeah, we'll get there. Michael is going to also mention again, Terrence was on board to backdoor him last week. Terrence says, sure, maybe, but I had no power last week. It was the HOH that was enacting that plan. Again, Michael's like, whatever. Terrence is going to go on to say, look, everyone downstairs is talking about how we're playing for second place against you, Michael. Every single person. And listen, when it gets to me going to jury, that is a freer environment to explore conversations with people like Kyle, who might have felt like he wasn't free to explore conversations about timing and your role in everything And, you know, I just feel like when I get to the jury, and he mentions the jury about like 10 more times, it's very clear he is tipping his hand here and saying, Michael, I am going to poison the jury against you because it is a more because the what Terrence is saying is that he feels that poor Kyle felt restricted last week and wasn't able to explore these conversations about Michael and Brittany in a free environment. But in the jury house, it will be a free environment for them to explore those conversations and place the rightful blame on Michael and Brittany.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just like the show. But no, it was funny when Terrence was also the way that he was like conceptualizing jury was like it's a separate game that then they like go to this other house and they like play this separate game that is like equal to the game of Big Brother, just different. Like, I'm ready to go to jury. He said his game starts at jury. Like, what do you, Terrence, what are you talking about? It just like, and then sort of the like the real like negative stuff is when Terrence is talking about the fact that, you know, well, like morals and values wise, because he's a man of morals and he just doesn't respect the moves that are being made in this game. And that's also, you know, the reason why he's going to go to jury and he's going to turn all the jurors against Michael because he's a man of morals, Taryn, a man of morals.
Yeah, it's very true. It's,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You judge for yourself.
Not good
how,
morals.
How you like the morals. Yeah,
yeah, but morals, maybe.
Michael, as per usual, is just, all right, you know, look, Terrence, it's not personal. Just making a game move. You know, people talk about big moves, but I want to make smart moves. And I'm sitting there like, this is not a smart move. Okay, that's fine. Whatever.
I mean, it's also not a big move. So he's like 50%, right?
Not a smart move. It's not either one. He's like, sometimes big moves are not smart moves. And I'm like, yeah, this is not one of those times.
Yeah, let's do the Venn diagram. Because this one, not the intersection you think.
Yeah, this is, there's the circle for big moves, the circle for smart moves. There's the land in between. Uh-huh. And what Michael is doing is not on the Venn diagram.
Yeah, exactly. Turn the page. Not there. Not graphed.
After Terrence leaves, Michael is like, what was that?
The face, he's just like what just happened? And it was really funny to hear Michael recount the story over the course of the day of what Terrence said, because yeah, it was, you know, part of it also is like Terrence has been put up so many times and like, this is the time that, you know, he's like, I'm going to fight today. And so Michael is just very confused about the whole thing. Mm-hmm.
Yes. He's going to go straight downstairs pretty much and tell the whole group of people. I think it's like Turner and Taylor and Brittany who are there at the time. And he's like, yeah. So Terrence just got done. And because of course he's going to do like, this is great for Michael to spread this around the house. Oh yeah. Terrence is apparently going to poison the jury against me. So guess I'm not winning the game. And Taylor's like laughing. She's like, oh man. That's going to be funny to watch. She's like, well, obviously anybody that goes into the jury after him is not going to support that. And somewhere Monty is like, what?
Hold my beer. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's sort of the general atmosphere there. There is going to be a conversation between Alyssa and Brittany where Alyssa is going to continue to make the pitch here. Now, she had briefly talked to Turner after being nominated to ensure that he was voting for her to stay. She said that Terrence was the target, that Michael seems to be on board with that. Everybody seems to be on board with that, that Terrence is the target. Mm-hmm. Turner agreed to keep Alyssa. She's also going to go to Brittany here and make a similar pitch to the one that she made with Michael, except it works, I think, a little better because it makes a little more sense than like, mm-hmm. I'm willing to be the Cody. She says, look, the two of us, very important for us to both stay in the game for our own well-being in terms of our ability to win. Because essentially, you know, we're going to have a Stockwatch survey on Tuesday, and I'm going to ask you to rank who's the most likely to win a jury vote to who's least likely to win a jury vote. And probably the bottom two on this list, if we're assuming Terrence is on his way out the door, Alyssa and Brittany. And I think they both recognize that. Mm-hmm. And they agree that they're like kind of evenly matched in terms mm-hmm. of their inability to win a jury vote. So, you know, they can help each other in the game is what they're saying. Alyssa actually references, it's sometimes easy to forget. She's a big fan of the show. She's watched a lot. She's like, I really want to be like the Paris. I really want to go on like a pull out some clutch comp wins in the end after winning nothing all season, which is very funny because on the Q&A yesterday, somebody asked us about like, could Alyssa, you know, come in? I was like, well, Paris did it. You know, it's not impossible that somebody loses all season and then wins a couple in the end. So she's really hoping. She's like, look, my only hope left is like, look, I can be the Cody or I can be the Paris, basically.
Yeah, well, you know, two eventual winners, right? So like it kind of works out. But I mean, and Brittany also was like, to me, very receptive to this conversation, with Brittany also doing the work, being like, oh no, the jury loves you, everyone on the jury would love you, I think we both played, you know, different games, so we could make a great pitch if we were to sit next to each other in the end. So I think that, you know, definitely it felt very much like, hey, let's go to the final two together kind of vibes. Both parties definitely receptive.
Yes. And they talk about like, obviously we can't beat Michael. If we were to get to the end with him, we would know what to do. Same conversation that Brittany has with Taylor a lot. But they also mentioned that like, look, Taylor definitely beats us as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, like that's, yeah. Monty also has been hyped up as the winner. He's going to beat us. Like, you know, just making it clear, like these are all the people that are left in the game and then there's us. Mm-hmm. So they have that conversation. Remember that they have had an interesting relationship all season long. They have been pretty close at times. Last week, there was definitely a rift that was that formed between them because of the Kyle situation. And Alyssa did start talking about feeling stressed out by Brittany and annoyed. But Alyssa is now making a push here to get in with them. It's starting to feel like Alyssa is trying to position herself in the everybody take me to your end game spot. Mm-hmm. And very openly is just hoping that at that point she can pull out a clutch win and see where she goes from there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she like, even in this conversation is like saying, oh, if only I could have had some strategy and made moves and like played the game. But she's, you know, like actively admitting that she's not really participated in anything thus far. So I think it's a lot of grasping at anything that will come into her orbit, because somehow Alyssa just manages to always be on the outside of everything all the time, always.
Mm. So we are also going to get another conversation between Monty and Terrence, because as I said, they are talking like all day long, and this conversation lasts just like hours. But it's a lot of talking about Michael and Brittany, and a lot of talking about like Monty is saying like what Michael and Brittany did was dumb because they could have had me, but now they don't, which is like, what?
Yeah,
Monty, you've been talking about targeting Michael from like week four.
I know. I was like, wait, I thought you were going to target him anyway. I don't understand. Yeah. What do you mean they would have had you? In what way? And they would have had you targeting them.
Yeah,
would have had you, but no.
Yeah. He says he's also going to go ahead. He says, and Brittany, she's playing a big D game. Willing to go to the final two just to lose.
Yeah. Terrence has no respect for that type of player, despite mm-hmm. also in this conversation saying he would win veto, not use it, go to the jury to taint the jury. So I guess he's not playing for final two in that case. He's just playing to lose.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, don't worry if you're thinking, hey, they haven't talked about Taylor. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They talked about Taylor. Because Monty is upset with Taylor for, as he says, falling for it with Michael and Brittany, not being upset with them in the same way that he is. Terrence is going to say, well, yeah, because they give her this little bit of attention and she holds on to it for dear life because she has no other genuine connections. the friends that she talks about having in real life are from pageants. They're manufactured friendships. They're not genuine. She doesn't know how to make real friends. So that's why she clings to these fake Michael and Brittany friends.
First of all, what? How do you know what her relationships look like outside of this house? Number one, and just because it's pageants, it's devalued. Like that's somehow less important because Like, oh, because you just have this preconceived notion that it's all about beauty, which must be superficial. Oh, okay. Because women can't bond and have genuine, serious friendships through going through competition together. Okay. That's great. And then just because they, just a little tease. It's like, they're not negging her, right? Like they're not, they genuinely were nice to her and weren't going to put her up and aren't targeting her. And Michael picked her to be safe so that he could keep her safe when they were in the Brochella together. Yes. Okay. Right. Sure. It's just, it's not real. It's not real.
No, it would only be real if she was vulnerable with them and became friends with them and did what they wanted.
Yeah, right.
That would be a true, genuine friendship.
Oh, that would be real. Yeah, Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. I was, that was unclear to me.
You just didn't, you just don't understand, Leona.
I mean, I am a woman.
I feel like you need to show some vulnerability here and really come to the table.
Yeah, if you could just mansplain that to me.
Even that just felt dirty. Oh, man.
Okay. Anyway, moving on from that bit.
Oh, boy. So that's what Monty and Terrence are up to. In the meantime, Taylor is talking with Michael and Brittany, and she's still just like, I can't believe Terrence. Like, I can't believe him. I feel like he's spending all day trying to convince Monty to be mad at you guys for the timing of the situation. And it's like, man, I wish it were that simple.
Doesn't need any convincing. It's okay.
Yeah. She says the fact that he is more upset with you, Michael and Brittany, than with Kyle, and then tried to take me out to keep Kyle, and will only talk to Monty, a man, about the situation, and act like only he has the right to be upset about it. Like him is where I'm at.
Good. Good. Like as the person at Taylor in the house who has been the nicest, shown the most grace, the most forgiveness, it's okay to let that run out because these people have been horrible to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, let him walk out to Julie in a ponytail with her hair up. Because that's, they've been talking about that. When Julie has her hair up, that means it's a serious conversation that she's about to have with the evictee. And so Monty and Terrence are like, we can't wait until Michael and Brittany go out to Julie with her hair up. And Taylor's like, oh, man, I hope Terrence goes out to Julie with her hair up.
Yeah, I didn't realize Julie's sartorial choices would be so, you know, in the talk. But here we are. I'm going to look out for that now because they said we're talking about like it's a fan theory. And I'm like, have I heard that before? As someone who's lived in these BB streets for so long, is that like a thing?
I hadn't heard it.
Yeah. Okay. I hadn't heard it either. So I don't know. Maybe that's an area of the internet I was not privy to, but now I'm going to look out for it.
Yeah. So that's going on there. She says again, like, man, I really want to see him try to turn the jury against you, Michael. Like, I think that would be so funny to watch. Remember, this is the same guy who made the same threat about Taylor, like, just a few weeks ago. He said he was going to go to the jury and make sure that nobody would vote for Taylor to win the game.
It's like his version of threatening a lawsuit or something like that. I don't know. It's just like his go-to move.
It's like, dude, you can't prevent three people from winning a jury vote out of six.
Wow. You underestimate the power of Terrence. How dare you?
Brittany and Michael also are going to talk a little bit. Brittany comes to Michael with what Alyssa said to her. For the most part, she says that Alyssa seems to want to be their new Monty in the sense that she wants to be their number four because she did also with Alyssa talk about working with Taylor, you know, women to the end. And so essentially like, could we replace Monty with Alyssa? Like, yeah, That makes a lot more sense.
And maybe you should really genuinely do that.
Yeah, Michael's like, that's not like the worst idea. It's like, you have HOH right now. This is how you make those decisions.
Exactly. This is now. Now is the time to do that. So you should do that, please.
Yeah.
Although I guess Terrence won two competitions. Monty only won one, right? So true. Talk about a 50% comp win increase.
Yeah.
For Terrence.
So that's basically what's happening through the day here. Leon, anything that you wanted to bring up here?
The thing that was interesting was seeing when feeds would be cut, depending on what topic of conversation following last week. So there were some moments where it was interesting that feeds were cut depending on the topic. Like bashing Michael and Brittany seemed okay, but then like discussing the events of last week seemed not okay. Like Taylor was giving a shout out in like much later in the evening, and she said, you know, goodnight to my like mom, my grandma, goodnight to the people of color who watch and love Big Brother. It's been an interesting past week. And feeds cut. I was like, okay.
Yeah, definitely feels like, you know, Michael and Brittany bad. Feeds stay on.
Yes.
Kyle bad. Whoop. Nope.
Whoop. Yep. Nope. Cut. Meh. Back to sleeping people. I just
like they couldn't be more obvious.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's basically where we're at. Obviously, we'll get the veto competition at some point today here on on day 60. And that will determine if something is going to change. At this time, it doesn't seem like there's any amount of momentum to go in any other direction right now. And, you know, given past behavior, you know, Michael and Brittany were way closer to targeting Monty and both of the previous Michael HOHs than they are this one. They talked way more about it in previous ones. So I feel like, you know, Michael brought it up a little bit and immediately talked it down, this week so far. So it really feels like if the past is any indicator, it's probably not going to happen unless Terrence or Alyssa wins the veto and he has to put somebody up on the block. Then we will likely see another discussion about should we then target the person who's going up. If Michael or Brittany were to win, I imagine they would again have another brief conversation, but at this time it really doesn't feel like they're going to do much with it. But you know, we got to get this, this veto competition out of the way, see who wins and then see if that is going to change anything. This is looking like a pretty straightforward week.
Yep.
Heading into next week, you know, there are a couple of interesting things to think about, because the plan for Monty and, you know, I presume Turner is to nominate Michael and Brittany straight out. And then if Michael wins the veto, send Brittany home. Mm-hmm. But things get a little tricky because, and not that Monty would be unwilling to do this, but you have to imagine at the final six, there's three votes. If Michael wins the veto, he's one vote, which means if Monty is the HOH, and he wants to evict Brittany, he has to renom Taylor next to Brittany if he wants Brittany to stay. Because if Taylor is off the block and he renoms Turner or Alyssa, then Taylor will evict the person, not Brittany, along with Michael, and Brittany will stay, which means he would have to nominate Taylor. And again, at this point, it seems like he's perfectly willing to, given what he's talking about and saying about her. But it certainly would put him in a bad spot with Taylor. And you know, wouldn't be like a great position for him there. And then, go ahead.
The votes, right? Because then the votes would be Turner, Alyssa, and Michael, right? Mm-hmm. And if Alyssa is trying to solidify something more with Brittany, you have two votes to keep Brittany, and Taylor can end up going home.
Exactly. That's kind of where I was getting at. Because with the talk about Alyssa and Brittany working together, realizing that they can't beat Taylor, it is very possible that Alyssa decides to vote out Taylor over Brittany with Michael. It's possible that there is no way to get Brittany out in the double eviction, depending on where all of this falls. You know, obviously, Alyssa has ties with Turner. You know, does she want to not vote with Turner? Will she want to weaken Michael and Brittany? How does she actually feel right now? All of that matters. Will Monty risk putting Taylor up in that spot? Or would he do something else? What would Turner do in that spot? You know, he would probably, you know, easily vote out, easily put up Taylor. If Taylor leaves, that's fine. No sweat off his back. But losing Taylor would be not good for Monty. It would be very bad, in fact. I think that almost everyone left in the game targets Monty at the final five if he does that. So the double eviction is starting to look very shaky. Like, this could really go in a lot of different directions.
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially because it is a double eviction. So things are going to move very fast. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this sort of really slow Michael week sets up going into the double eviction. Because if Michael and Brittany aren't really having those conversations to think about who the extra numbers are, really solidify that relationship with Alyssa, for example, that could have major ramifications when you're going into a double where you don't have time to really, you know, convince someone of that. And Michael's whole like he said in the conversation, I think it was in the workout room, where he was like, I'm the veto this week, I hope it's Bowl Arena, because I want to be able to play with no stress, because I know I have to win the rest of the competition. Like, Michael, I feel like, is already in this mindset of, it doesn't matter what my relationships are with other people, because I know I just have to win out. And I think there's not that realization of how next week could shake out, where actually, if you do build that relationship with Alyssa, you could be in a better spot by keeping your closest ally. So anyway, just very interesting. And I'm really nervous/curious to see how Thursday is going to go.
Yeah. Alyssa is really like the key player in going into next week, because she is very unlikely to touch the block. Maybe like Taylor or Brittany would nominate like Alyssa and Turner, or, you know, maybe even Turner and Monty, or Alyssa and Monty. But for the most part, when it comes to taking a shot at somebody like Brittany or somebody like Taylor or whatever, Alyssa's vote, one of three votes, matters a lot. And of course, there's always the possibility that she wins, you know, an HOH, at which point does she just straight go for Michael and Brittany, who she's been trying to get in with? Obviously, she's going to try to get in with them this week because they have power. How genuine is that is another question. Or does she try to do something else? Would she go after like Monty and Taylor? That's not as likely an outcome because she hasn't won anything yet, but, Alyssa is definitely sort of like the person who is most mobile right now in the house. She is the least respected and thus has the most room to move into different areas.
It is wild to me how big of an impact Alyssa's presence has had on this season. I'm not going to say Alyssa, but Alyssa's presence between all of the Kyle leftover drama and just like this situation too, where she's now somehow in the middle of everything and like a very pivotal, you know, potentially pivotal player. Someone who's played so little game has had such a big impact on this season.
Yeah. Well, that's what we have for you today. Thank you all for joining us. Of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds, including who wins the veto and what that is likely going to mean for the week moving forward. So tune in tomorrow morning for that. Of course, tomorrow night we'll have an episode. I'll be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching that episode with all of you, hanging out. And then we'll do a recap of it afterward. And you can check out some of the other stuff I've got going on. Post show recaps. I've got House of the Dragon podcasts. You can check out the Among Us videos I've been posting. And I think that's about it. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Liana, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. Just chilling, you know, dealing with the misogyny, just having a great time.
There you go. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today, and I will see all of you next time.